I don't feel heir to any particular poetry reading tradition. I think it's all up for grabs. Anybody can do anything they want. Start off with a cold weather poem, since you all braved the evening to come out. I thought what I'd do tonight is, instead of explaining the poems, which is becoming typical, I'm going to explain the titles. And the reason I'm going to do that is because I don't give much thought at all to the titles to my poems. They sort of happen somewhere in the course of the poem. And not that I pick a line out, I just sort of start referring to it as the poem about Mayakovsky, or the Mayakovsky poem. And that's the one I want to start off with, a little poem called Mayakovsky. Across the tundra, heartbeats leave imprints. A drum, undying, calls for another revolution to be reborn. Nothing astir but bones of words. Ignored, I had been anxious for the marketplace. And now, in the clamor of verbose crowds, have come to love a married woman, my anarchy. Comrade, our twin lands talk of suicide, but I haven't the swagger to get up and die. Now, Mayakovsky, right. He was the Russian poet. I don't know how this poem came to me, but it came to me somehow in relation. Did I kill it? There it goes. The poem, the use of Mayakovsky's life, you know, that what happened to him was he fell in love with a married woman and wound up committing suicide. But he was the poet of the revolution. And what I really want to get into in this poem is the idea that we live a private life and we leave a public life, and there's sort of a responsibility of a poet to handle in some way the public, the political situations. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the revolution has to be violent. That's what I was, in a way, saying in my poem. And yet at the same time I was saying that with this whole business about being ignored, anxious for the marketplace, is that after a long period of writing or retreating, you do have a great need to go out and do something, to read your poems, or why this is one of the reasons why I'm into this program right now. I'm traveling to all the high schools and seeing all the Indian students, and we've seen Mexican American students and just regular high school students.